Dr. Pinsky dictating amount IME on Martin Pepik, P-E-P-E-K. Martin Pepik is a 30-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 4/21/21, but he was doing the routine job task of operating an excavator. Apparently, he states it operated rough when riding on the street and when dragging a plate. Apparently, he did not sustain any direct trauma, but believes he was jostled about while doing this task. But as a result, he believes he injured his spine and legs and went to Mainland Hospital Atlantic Care emergency room afterwards. He had further evaluation leading to what he understands to be a diagnosis of disc issues in the spine. He underwent L5-S1 laminectomy and discectomy. He has completed his course of active treatment. He revealed that prior to this he had a sore mid-back, but not often. Between 2011 and 2013, it went away after a cortisone injection. There was no specific precipitating injury to those symptoms. It denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. In the paragraph, per the record supplied, Mr. Pepik underwent a lumbar MRI on 3/6/21 at the referral of Dr. Boxman, B-O-X-M-A-N. The history given was, quote, low back pain for 4 years, comma, no trauma, comma, radiculopathy of the lumbar region, end quote. Insert those results here. New paragraph on 4/22/21. The petitioner was seen by pain specialist Dr. Peterson. He complained of right-sided low back pain radiating to the thigh and calf with paresthesias and weakness. This began about 3 months ago without injury or trauma. He had been to Atlantic Emergency Room the previous day and was prescribed prednisone. He had been seeing a chiropractor named Dr. Kalachi, K-A-L-A-C-H-I, and was undergoing acupuncture and massage therapy without any benefit. He had also tried NSAIDs and muscle relaxants without any benefit. Dr. Peterson reviewed the MRI and performed an exam. He rendered diagnoses of lumbar herniated nucleus pulposus with myelopathy, I'm L5-S1 herniated nucleus pulposus with right L5-S1 motor deficit / radicular pain, comma, right L3-4 herniated nucleus pulposus with right L3 radiculopathy. He agreed to pursue injection therapy on 4/27/21, Dr. Peterson performed selective nerve root blocks. He then returned on 5/27/21, reporting 50% improvement postoperatively, but he still needed to use ibuprofen. He was also undergoing therapy as recommended by surgeon Dr. Bhatnagar. Bowel, bladder, and balance functions were intact. Dr. Peterson recommended a lumbar epidural injection. The petitioner followed up on 7/7/21 after an uncomplicated L5-S1 epidural injection. It was concluded that there was no additional role for non-surgical management. He recommended proceeding with L5-S1 discectomy. New paragraph. On 5/21/21, Mr. Pepik was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Bhatnagar. Period. He had a history of back pain. Period. He worked in utility and can be involved in manual labor. Period. Over the past couple of months, his back pain has worsened. Period. Saw neurologist Dr. Boxman, who sent him for an MRI. Period. Also was prescribed therapy, but did not undergo it, anticipating it would make his pain worse. Period. Was working one day about a month ago and experienced severe pain, numbness, tingling, and burning in his right lower extremity. Period. Went to Atlantic Care, ER, and then saw Dr. Peterson. Period. Dr. Bhatnagar evaluated him, noting the results of the MRI and treatment to date. Period. He told the petitioner that central disc herniations is the cause of both back and leg pain. Period. Such central disc herniations were difficult to treat in young people. Period. As a 28-year-old, he would not recommend revision surgery. Period. They did discuss microdiscectomy. Period. He was referred for additional physical therapy. Period. New paragraph on 7/14/21. He underwent a repeat MRI compared to the study of 3/6/21 to be inserted. Period. On 7/17/21, he underwent a cervical spine MRI to be inserted. Period. That same day, he had a thoracic MRI to be inserted. Period. Mr. Pepik remains symptomatic. Period. On 8/30/21, Dr. Bhatnagar performed right L5-S1 microdiscectomy. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was lumbar herniated disc with radiculopathy. Period. The petitioner followed up postoperatively over the next few months, running through 2/3/22. Period. He was very happy with the outcome of his surgery and was going to continue a home exercise program. Period. He was discharged from care. Period. He has no leg pain on this visit. Period. At times he gets some back discomfort. Period. With certain positions he gets leg discomfort, but when he stretches out, it goes away. Period. Physical exam, spine, cervical, normal, scratch that, we'll start with lower extremities. Motion in both hips was full with low back tenderness, but no localized hip tenderness or crepitus. Period. Motion of the lower extremities was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. He had diminished pinprick sensation and a non-localizing fashion throughout the left lower extremity, particularly at the ankle and foot. Period. He had increased pinprick sensation and dysesthesias with pinprick testing throughout the right lower extremity. Period. The rest of that section is normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal. Lumbar inspection revealed a 1.5-inch longitudinal scar consistent with his surgery, but was preserved lordotic curve. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion and actively flexed to 30 degrees with tenderness. Period. Extension was to 20 degrees. Period. Left side bending was full to 25 degrees with discomfort. Period. Right side bending and bilateral rotation were full without tenderness. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Martin Pepik alleges he sustained an injury to his back at work on 4/21/21. Period. On that occasion, he was performing a routine job task involving operation of an excavator. Period. Interestingly, he underwent a lumbar MRI on 3/6/21 with a history of low back pain for 4 years and no trauma. Period. This obviously precedes the date of 4/21/21. Period. He then was seen by Dr. Peterson and underwent injection therapy. Period. He also had physical therapy but remained symptomatic. Paired in paragraph, he came under the care of Dr. Batnagar eventually. Paired surgery, he performed surgery on age 30, 21 to be inserted here. Paired Mr. Pepik followed up post-operatively and had additional MRI studies. Paired as of 2-3-22, Dr. Batnagar discharged him from care. Paired in the paragraph, the petitioner currently admits to having mid-back pain between 2011 and 2013 that went away after a cortisone injection. Paired, he denied any history of lower back pain. Paired, nevertheless, the documentation demonstrates he has had low back symptoms for many years before 4/21/21. Period. And underline this, he apparently received acupuncture from 11/13/18 through 4/16/21, comma, only 5 days before the subject event. Period. The lumbar MRI he had on 3/6/21 also predates that incident. Period, the history given for his prior treatment specifically indicated there was no trauma. Period. New paragraph during examination found he had variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period, neither sitting nor supine strut legs and maneuvers elicited low back or radicular complaints. Period, motion of both hips elicited low back pain. Period, had subjectively diminished pinprick sensation in a non-localized distribution involving the left lower extremity. Period, he complained of increased pinprick sensation and dysesthesias throughout the right lower extremity. Period, his reflexes were intact. Period, straight leg raise maneuvers were negative. Period, new paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period, in light of the discrepancies cited above, I cannot attribute this to the alleged subject work event. Period. New paragraph. This sentence will have to be inserted back with Dr. Batnagar's progress notes. On 7/26/21, the petitioner continued to suffer from a myriad of complaints. Period, his worst complaint was of lower back pain with radiation into his right leg. Period, at times he had left-sided symptoms. Period, his back pain was as severe as his leg pain. Period, more recently he had been suffering from mid-back pain. Period, he also complained of cervical pain with numbness and tingling in the right small and ring fingers. Period. It was then he was sent for MRIs of the cervical and thoracic spine. Period. The petitioner has been able to return to his former full duty capacity with the insured. Period. End.